Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yes, sir. We are back with another interview. We all know Jumper. I'm doing those world, and we are with
22G5.
What's up, my guy?
What's good, bro?
Is this your first interview ever?
Probably like my third.
They're not. The other ones aren't popping as much.
Nah.
PR ain't doing a good job.
First going for sure.
Hell yeah, man! How you doing, bro?
I'm chilling. How you doing?
Good, good, man. Just working, getting banging these out. How's it been, fool? I feel like there's so much to know about you. I still don't know a lot. I tried to ask Vic and Callie, and they were just kind of like, you just got to ask them, fool. I don't know. We kind of on the same boat as you are.
Yeah, bro. It's been good. Feel me? Just working. Really just trying to get a hang of this shit, really.
Mm-hmm.
Feel me? Still kind of fresh. But it's been going good.
Hell yeah. I remember... I don't know where me and Vic. Oh, I think me and Vic were driving from dropping off little Vic, and he was playing your song, I'm so anti. I was listening to that shit, and he was like,
"Oh yeah, that was one of my first ones."
Yeah, one of your first ones that blew up, kind of. And then he was like, "Would you like this shit?" I'm like, "Play some other shit." He played some other shit, and then he played that song again, and I'm like, "Oh shit!" And then he was like, "I don't know, what do you think?" I was like, "He's hard." And he's like, yeah, I'm thinking of working with him or signing him or something. Yeah. And then it's crazy seeing you now. You guys are part of the same team, working and getting it done and shit like that.
Yeah.
So that's dope. But let us know a little about a little bit about yourself, where'd you grow up and all that shit.
Shit, 19, I grew up in San Diego, kind of all around. From me, I was moving like 3 different houses a week.
You were just everywhere type shit?
Yeah. And then even when I wasn't, you know, I was always... somewhere else, you feel me, just doing my own shit. I used to skate when I was little and shit, so I was just everywhere.
Skating the whole city, huh?
Yeah, for sure. And then started getting older, you feel me, stopped going to school. Didn't really have no plan or nothing. And then one day I just decided to make a song. Just dropped it same night, you feel me, like. I didn't really know what to expect.
Yeah, yeah. Like, and at the moment, do you have followers or what's the...
Nah, like, nobody even, like, knew, like, nah. I ever considered rapping or nothing.
Okay.
Like that. It was just, like, out of the blue, kind of. I just dropped it. And then that was lonely. And then I think that shit, I did, like, 50K on SoundCloud.
Yeah.
And I just really, like, started making music. And then it just, now I'm here, you feel me?
And then you made that shit like in the studio or like a legit studio, like a fucking in the closet microphone type shit. Or what was the vibes like on that one?
Yeah, the homies had brought me to a studio.
Yeah.
But like, it was a nice, like, it was a cool studio. It was like kind of like a house setup.
Mm-hmm.
But like the engineer and the mixing wasn't like,
bullshit. Yeah. It was just somebody that knew how to press play and bring back the track.
Yeah, basically.
I've definitely.
Well, and it's like, you know how it be when like, you're not like somebody. So, like, when you just go in there and you're paying for studio time, they just kind of going half-ass your shit. Like, some engineers.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. They don't take you serious because they feel like it's your first time.
Yeah.
And you don't know as much as they know type shit.
Yeah, well, I didn't know shit. Yeah, I didn't even, like... Like, even when I did chopping, I was in the studio with Maro. They was, like, telling me, like, punching. I didn't even know what that meant. Like, because I used to just do the whole song, like, one take.
You just like, and if you ran out of bread, you just run it back?
Yeah.
God damn, that shit would have
And I didn't even do like ad-libs or nothing.
You would just do a song.
Yeah.
That's how Jakarta was when we first put him in the studio. He was just like, oh yeah, I got it. And then he'll just do like a whole fucking verse. I'm like, bro, really?
Nah, yeah, I do that. I be like, fuck. I fuck up. I'm like, fuck. I gotta redo the whole thing now. Like,
he rapping the last two bars. He's like, yeah, but he's like, big ass deep breath. I'm like, god damn, take your time. We not in no rush. Nobody's rushing. Nobody's, you know what I mean? Everybody's chilling and shit. Yeah. What was home like for 22 G at a young age? Was mom and pops, dad together, your siblings? What was
see, it was cool. It was cool when I was young. It's just when I started getting older, that's when it started getting like, you know, I started getting into shit. Yeah, like, you know, it was cool. I had my, I got a blood brother. I lived with him.
Older brother? Like,
yeah.
Older brother.
So it's like, I stay with my mom's, like, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Or no, I was with my pops Monday, Tuesday. And then my mom's throughout the rest of the week.
Yeah.
And then when I was with my pops on the weekdays, I'm with my grandma, with my pops. And then every other weekend, I'm with my pops at his apartments and shit.
Oh, okay. So you were just kind of back and forth and shit like that.
Yeah, back every week.
Were you younger or were you older when your parents separated?
I was young.
I was younger. So did it affect you or was it like, it's kind of like, I still got to see both of them type shit?
Nah, it didn't. I mean, I was used to it.
You were used to it?
That's just how I grew. So I was used to it. But when I started getting older, I started getting in trouble and shit.
So they kind of had to talk more to see how they're going to deal with you type shit?
Yeah.
And what was school like for you? Were you good at this shit? Were you just not having it?
I talk a lot, so like.
Yeah.
Well, like, I got ADHD for like most part, so it's like, I was always like, I didn't fuck with school really. Like, I didn't like doing that shit. Nobody liked school for real. Like,
yeah.
You know, I think my freshman year, I went like homeschool for like, maybe like half a year. So I don't even really remember for real, but.
Up to what grade did you go to?
Sophomore year.
Ooh, so you don't know nothing.
Yeah, that's it.
The homie don't know who our first president was. God damn it.
Bro, I don't even know
like geometry.
I don't even want to sound stupid, but like, I just learned how the months go, like what the order of the months.
Oh yeah.
Like.
What are we supposed to do here, brothers?
Yeah.
Like, how'd you learn that? You, like, taught yourself? Or, like, what the fuck was...
Nah, I was with the homegirl, and then she taught me how to...
Damn, that must... But, fool, like... Which, okay, but, like, I'm, like... Is this, like, a really good friend that you're comfortable to tell her that, like, hey...
Yeah.
You know what,
I don't even know how the conversation
you was like, hey, you was like, hey, baby, I don't really know.
Well, not because I think I was just like, what month is it or something, and then she was like... She told me, I'm like, oh, a number, though.
Oh yeah, okay.
Yeah.
You were like feeling out something type shit?
Yeah.
Okay. People still to this day get confused. I'm just like, you were born what, 2000, you're 19? You were born like 2023? I mean
2003.
2003?
Yeah.
Okay, like you probably still have to count how old you're gonna turn this year. Like I don't gotta do that. I was born in 2000, so when the year changes, my age changes, you know what I mean?
Well, man, I know how old I am.
No, but I'm saying in the sense to where like if somebody were to be like, oh, how old were you when you did this? You'd be like, how many years? You start counting. Like my homies that were born in like 97 be hella confused about shit. Like, fucking the months and the years.
Nah, I'd be bad. I'll just like kind of give you like a, like, oh, probably 3 years ago.
3 years
like
ago.
Some
okay.
shit like that. I'll just tell you some shit like that.
I had to finish high school. I had to, because I was in and out juvenile hall. So like one of the requirements is always like, you got to go to school type shit. Yeah. Unless you like, do the homeschool shit, but some judges don't even like you to do the homeschool shit, so now you just gotta thug it out.
Well, see, that's what I did. I just had hopped on the homeschool, but I wasn't even, you know.
But also, you don't really learn like that, fool. You don't learn off topics. Like, having a topic and having, like, to read a fucking whole fucking, like, you know, it's kind of hard. It's kind of hard to focus when you're at home.
It's like, I can't, like, bro, like, sometimes in school, I was like, fuck, I need to try.
Yeah.
So, like, I would really try and listen, like.
But it was just not.
That shit just out the other ear, bro. Like, I really tried.
That shit get a little difficult. I can only imagine how difficult that shit get.
I'll sit there and I'll really, like, pay attention.
But then something fidgety, huh? Your hands start doing this shit or some shit like that. Fucking, what was your best subject? Well, I mean, like, what were you for? Like, what was the one class? And don't say gym, motherfucker. You say P, I'm going to be mad. Like, I love P too, boo. But you got to, like, what's something that kind of caught your attention?
I had Spanish. And then she didn't fuck with me, so she kicked me out.
Oh, okay.
Like, bro, I go in, bro, she sent me to the office every day.
What's your favorite Spanish word?
Nah, so, all right. So give like, she had all these flags, right? Like,
okay.
All these different like flags.
And, like all the Latin American and
shit? Yeah, like you know how the desks are like this?
Yeah.
And my desk was all the way over here in the front. So I was walking and all the flags are right here. So I'm just walking to my desk. I'm just like touching all the flags. She like, go to the office.
Oh,
bro, what the fuck? Like, I didn't even sit down yet. So.
I definitely did stupid shit like that. Like, yeah. I try to touch every like little door thing from the when I pass by. You know, yeah. What I mean? Like just that's stupid though. But there was definitely teachers like that. I don't think she just picked. I mean, if she just picked on you because you wasn't even fucking around. I ain't gonna lie, my favorite subject.
Nah, because I remember it was like white kids in class doing crazy shit, like flipping tables. And I'd just be sitting there watching, like looking at her. I'm like, you're not finna do shooters. Nothing. Like, you're not finna do nothing.
School shooters is real, fool.
I'm like, you're not finna do them, but you kicked me out for touching
flags.
Just touching shit. Like
bitch, I'm trying to be a continent type.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, but now they had put me in photography. That shit was pretty cool.
That's so cool. Yeah. Did you learn a lot there?
I don't remember nothing now.
What you can learn type shit.
I just remember it was cool. Like, we didn't really have to do much, just take pictures and then. Like you just have to edit them.
They teach you a little bit about Photoshop and shit like that. Yeah.
That was a cool class. I didn't really do shit in that class.
Yeah, that's kind of like having artists. That's just an elective. It should definitely be cool. I remember we had an elective and that shit was creative writing. I was like, the fuck is this? It's just an extra English class, bitch. That shit, it was weak as fuck. But I was good at government, history type shit. But the rest of it,
bro, I could not sit through that shit. I was falling asleep. Like.
Yeah. History was cool.
I hate history because it's all just notes.
Yeah, all most notes. Definitely. It just honestly, if we remember dates and you don't even know the month, like so you're struggling.
Yeah, my bro, my history teacher, he would just sit there and just talk all day like.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Was he would get into one thing, and then he'll just start talking about some random shit, and then, like, next thing you know, class over. Like,
yeah, it definitely sucks.
And it got nothing to do with history.
Nothing to do with it. And then it definitely sucks when somebody's talking to you about shit that happened 200 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, you really don't get
it. Like, what I'm going to do with that?
Yeah.
What I'm going to do with that information?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
You ain't never used a history bar in your life, huh? Never. What's something you learned from school that you feel like you apply and use to this day? Photography.
I got no idea.
What was 22 G5 where like the ladies in high school? What was your go-to line?
In the 80s?
No. In the your teenage days, fool. Like in high school, how was you getting the hoes?
How was I getting the hoes? I had a girlfriend.
You had a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Wow. Like 9th or 12th?
I had a girlfriend like every year throughout like my school years.
Like each year you had a different girlfriend?
Yeah.
How'd you keep up with your like anniversaries? I'm asking. I don't know.
Shit, I don't know.
What was your like anniversary gift to go? Like roses and like a teddy bear type shit. You wasn't giving
some
gift
flowers,
maybe some flowers and shit. Okay. So you start getting into this music shit, right? You go to the studio, The Lonely. You start working with fucking Lil Mauro. You do the shit with Lil Mauro and shit like that. When do you feel like this shit finally starts taking off a little bit?
Probably like a month after Mauro. Well, because when the song I did with Mauro, it was a single first.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy in the studio just took a little like video of me. And I just posted it on my Instagram. And then like hella people just started following me.
Started going a little tapping crazy.
In on me. And then Mauro had hit me up. But I just found out about his shit. Feel me? So I was like, fuck it, just hop on it. And then I went and linked up with him, you feel me? The day I got kicked out of my grandma's pad, that's when I linked up with Mauro at the studio and made that song. And then probably like ever since then.
And you just feel like the algorithm's been going more up. How do you explain to your family that you're doing music? Obviously you say you got kicked out of your grandma's house. So
my
maybe,
family?
Yeah.
Really, it's just my mom.
It's really just your mom?
Yeah.
Like, how'd you tell her like, hey mom, this is what I'm about to do, seriously?
Well, nah, cause she wasn't fucking with it.
Not at first.
She wasn't fucking with it. But, like, once she started, like, seeing, like the momentum and just like, you know, how like just me getting bigger, like she cool now.
But like, do you show her your music or you gotta show her like the numbers? Like
she got like these hearing aids. Oh, you feel me? So like whenever I go visit her, she'll be in the kitchen, like whatever. And then like she'll get a notification on her phone and it'll be like my song's playing. And her, like, cause they're like Bluetooth and shit.
Yeah.
She'll listen to him.
She'll listen to him.
Yeah, she likes.
Does she ever tell you like about certain lyrics?
Yeah.
Like, hey.
She get mad when I talk about the drugs and shit.
Yeah. Like when I started doing skits, my mom was like obviously like it's different doing skits and raps though. I mean, it's similar things, but like I'd be saying like bitch a lot and like suck my dick, and then my mom don't know English. Like for your mom knows English.
Yeah. Yeah,
So my mom don't know English, but she definitely got like, you know, she has my sisters, and my mom grew up, obviously she's been in America longer than she was at Mexico, so like she knows certain bad words, and she'd be like, why'd you say that? That's like, my mom's a very big feminist, you know, we grew up around, I grew up with all girls, so she's like, you're disrespecting and like all types of shit, so it could definitely be like, oh my God, you're doing a little too much, but it's, you know, it's straight, it's never too bad, you know.
Nah, she don't really be tripping like that.
Nah.
Some things I'll be saying. You know,
does she follow you on IG?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I don't be caring, man.
You don't be caring. Yeah. I mean, you're older now, but that's still your mom. So you just kind of.
Nah, that's my mom. Yeah, she kind of knows what's up, though.
Yeah, you know? Most definitely. Also, the most thing she hates is the drug part.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be leaned out and
she
shit.
She hates that shit.
Dipping out of shit. How do you, how do your friends feel about it that you grew up with? Like, obviously, you said you moved around a lot, you were different. So, did you ever have like a stable friend group growing up? Never.
I did. I mean, bro, everybody done switched up on me. Like, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what do you feel like? Is that, was it like you're too busy or, oh, you're a rapper now or money or what do you think it was?
Oh, like why they
switch? Yeah, why they switch up?
Nah,
yeah.
I had people switch up on me before I was even in the rap shit.
Just on like some weird,
some other shit. Yeah, like. But like now it's kind of like it's a little different because everybody got their like own little reason, whatever the fuck they want to call it. Like some people gonna say, "Oh, the money got to me," whatever. I'm like, bro, I'm not even like no celebrity, none of that shit. I'm from y'all, bleed the same. I'm just like y'all. I'm human, bro. You feel me? Like, or they be thinking like, oh, like, I don't want to kick it with them, like, because they don't be on shit, and I'm actually, like, I got shit to do. Like,
you got shit
to do. I got bills to pay. Y'all don't, like, you feel me?
So. And are you okay with living like that? Like, I understand. Like, I'm blessed. Like, I'm blessed to have a really good, solid friend group that's always just held it down and fucking been there for me and just fucking, you know, kept me humble, kept me sane when I feel like I'm going through shit or I feel like I'm not me. Yeah. They definitely always give me a reminder, like, fool, you are that fool, you are that guy.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure. I'll be needing them reminders sometimes.
Yeah, and then, but do you feel like you have that person for you?
Yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah.
For my manager, he just be telling me all the time, like, because I don't be thinking about it like that.
Yeah, most definitely.
I don't be thinking like, oh, this is how far I came, or like, you know, I don't be thinking like that. But he's witnessing it, so he's
constantly really reminding you.
Instead of me, I'm just going day to day, like, so, you know.
Yeah, nah, I definitely been in situations where it's like, like, you feel me? Sometimes you feel like you could have done more, but it's just people don't understand that this is also a job. What we do, entertaining, rapping, sure, skits, whatever you do in the business that has to do with cameras, phones, it's a job. And sometimes they could be mentally draining. How do you deal with the mentally draining days? Like, do you like watch sports all day? Do you go play basketball? Do you go to the beach? I don't know, maybe pig out, eat a gang of pizza all day. Like, what's your, like, when you're in a fucked up mental state, when you're just tired, how do you deal with it?
You feel me? I get my days for sure. Yeah. You know? But it's like, I be in my head a lot.
Yeah.
Just even with anything, like, even if it's just like a song, like, oh, like, I'll make a song, everybody else think it's slap, but I'm like, nah, it ain't, like,
that ain't it.
Yeah. Feel me? Like, but as far as like days, like what I do when I'm not like, you feel me, good, like mentally, I really just be like in the house.
Just chilling.
Not on shit, or like, I just be out with the homies, but like, I don't even really like being out when I'm like, you feel me?
Yeah, I can see how it could be like, ah, oh, fuck. Like,
but then it's like, I don't like being in the house either because that shit get depressing.
Yeah, like, so that's what I was going to say. Like me, like, sometimes I'll be in my head like crazy. And if I'm in the house in the dark, just on my phone, it's going to fuck with me even more.
See, sometimes when I'm like that, I'll just go to the studio and just express it all. Like,
Do you feel like, would you consider your music pain music?
Some of it, for sure.
Some of it, but not all of it.
For sure, not all of it. But like a good amount of it for sure.
Do you got some like ratchet shit coming? Like some shake that ass, bitch, suck my dick type shit?
Yeah.
Why'd you look at them? Like, yeah, motherfucker, don't talk about the album yet.
Yeah, I got some shit for sure.
Nah, yeah, I think it's because I've met you before. We've had a conversation before, but yeah. I always tell like Kylie and Vic, I'm like, man, I feel just mellow. I feel just be mellow. Oh, motherfucker, you had me waiting. I just want to go to jail and shit. Let's talk about it.
Yeah,
because I had all this shit lined up. I got sessions waiting. I'm like, I forgot about that. You feel me? So when we do interviews here, I got a book, fool. So I got to like, hey, what are the dates that are open? And they're like, okay, this date. So I'm like,
yeah.
I hit up Callie and Vic like, hey, what's up, G-Fay? Y'all know I fuck with G-Fay. I'm not going to lie. I have some of your unreleased music. Shout out Callie.
Yeah, that's good.
You feel
good.
Me? I'll be bumping that shit in the whip. You feel me? I'll be talking to Callie and I'm like, hey, I want to lock in G-Fay. Like, let's lock him in. I lock you in. JR pull up. Oh, yeah, he on his way. I'm like, okay, cool. Psych. You was not on your way. You lied like my dad, fool. You didn't come, bro.
Oh, bro.
Give me the rundown. Shout out to the Siete Gang. I know you was with the Siete Gang. You
feel me? All right.
Shout out. Yeah.
You feel me? I ain't gonna say too much, but.
Nah. Yeah,
you
yeah.
You know, it's still, you know.
Pendy.
But, yeah, man, we was on the way.
Who was driving with Noel's?
Nah, it wasn't no L.
Yeah, okay, I'm asking.
But for me, the homie was driving. We was riding. Just, it was stupid, bro. We was hot as fuck. Like, it was in an orange scat pack with two black stripes. You feel me?
Oh, so pull me over.
Yeah, bro.
Goddamn, G-Fay. And I'm sitting there like Cali, and he's like, they're like, he in jail. I'm like, oh shit. I'm like, well, I had to tell the people like he gonna come like he might be like a day late. But, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm like, let's just reschedule. And I'm like, hell yeah, you know how to get you on here. But man, I was like, but that's some rapper shit, fool. It just happened to be you on the way to the interview.
Nah, for sure, like, yeah. Yeah, man, but we was driving up, you know, speeding, I guess, some shit. You feel me? Or it's just like, even when you gas it a little bit in the Hellcat, it makes that noise. So it's like.
Shit, loud as fuck for no reason.
So it was a motorcycle cop.
Oh, those are the worst.
Yeah, so we had a lot of shit in the car.
Yeah.
You know?
Grimy.
Yeah, so we're like, fuck it. Gas it.
I'm just, yeah.
Yeah, so it was just.
Oh, high speed.
Yeah, high speed.
Should have put up to no jumper. Would have just locked the gate once you walk in. Like,
nah, for sure. we was trying for sure. We was trying to get away for sure. But we had hit this one exit, banged the left. Bro, we hit that exit, bro. We drifted like crazy. Like, that shit was crazy. Like,
yeah,
I'm in the front seat. I'm just like, oh, fuck.
You holding on to the shit?
I'm just like, nah, I was just sitting there. I was like, oh, fuck.
This shit is real.
But from me, I banged the right, banged the left. Just gassing it up this corner, dead end, on our ass.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Pull up at the gun, he's like, we're all like this, fuck, you feel me? Like, fuck. Backup come, we just sitting there, like, you feel me? Shit out of luck, low key, so.
Yeah.
But they had did some weird shit, like, they took us, and then we went to, like, the sheriff's office, and then we was sitting there for, like, couple hours, like, sitting there, bro. I'm telling, bro, I'm like, you're sitting in the car, hot as fuck. I'm like, bro, I gotta piss. Like, unless you want me to piss all over your seats,
yeah,
like,
really,
you need to take me to the bathroom. Like, literally, like, he not trying to take me right away. Like, 30 minutes, I'm about to piss all over, bro. Shit, like, you feel me? He take me to the bathroom. He's just like, all right, go ahead. I'm like, bro, like, how the fuck? I'm like, you gonna hold it for me, or what the fuck you want me to do? But I, like, on my mama, I told bro that I'm like, bro, uncuff me. Like,
yeah,
I go to the bathroom, bro. Like, we were sitting there for like hours, and then it was just weird. They had bro, they took bro out the other car. They trying to talk to him, just like, all right, yeah, bro, like, you tell us everything, we'll let you go. He like, bro, I don't know shit. Like,
yeah, everybody like, just had to go down for everything.
You feel me? Like,
damn, it be like that, dog. Fuck,
like, we got arrested at like, I want to say like 2:33, bro. We didn't even get into the jail till like 11:12.
Yeah, because
they were just like taking us around, like,
yeah, they were just they were just trying to make your day long as fuck.
Yeah,
yeah, fuck. Because our interview was like at 4, so he was like maybe like an hour away. It was like 2:30, so he would have got there like a little 20 minutes before.
Yeah, because it was like by San Clemente.
Yeah, yeah, because Kylie was like, oh yeah, it's looking good, it's looking good. They, you know, they're doing a little,
yeah.
And then psych, I just told people I know Jumper. Shout out Laura. I was like, hey, we're not going to make it. You know what I mean? They're like, why not? I was like, I don't know. You feel me? GTA type shit. But fuck, what are you guys listening to during this high speed?
I don't even know.
Nothing?
Shit, I don't even really. It was something, so.
Very dangerous, huh?
I think it was the Footprints tape, Yabby's tape.
Oh yeah. Damn motherfucker. How do you feel about the word feet?
They cold.
Do you they cold look, I didn't understand this word. I'm kicking it with little weirdos ugly ass.
Oh yeah.
And we in Vegas and they're like, yeah, the feet. I'm like, who are you calling feet, bro? I don't fucking get this shit.
Yeah, unless you know it's a little, you know.
And fucking Young Rich. Why that's a he, you know, he did, yeah, man, you know, the homie Young Rich, he just talked hella wild and shit. Yeah. And he like, yeah, man, we got toes coming. I was like, toes? What the fuck is going on? The San Diego boys got a little foot fetish going on. And they was like, nah, they talking about bitches. Yeah. And I'm like, ooh, that's hard. I'm like, ooh. So whenever I'm in San Diego, if I gotta start like talking like you fool, like, yeah, boy. And like feet and like toes and shit. Do you use that word?
I don't say no toes.
But you say feet.
Yeah, feet.
Yeah. It's feet, right? Like F-E-E-T-S? Like
my foot and my feet.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So now, like, so like with the homies, I get the inside joke in L.A., like, with, like, the homie Jakarta, I'll be like, yeah, I'm with my feet. And then my bitch be like, what the fuck's up feet? Yeah. And I'll be like, just know that's you, baby.
It's foot or feet. You feel me?
Yeah. Have you ever used it? Like yeah, in bitch, you my feet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You told the girl she was your feet?
Not my feet, I said, oh yeah, you my foot, so.
Yeah, what'd she say?
She like, don't call me your foot. Cause she know what it mean though, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Although she from the town, cause she know what it mean.
Yeah.
Do you prefer not to date or like talk? I mean, cause you're young, right? You young. I don't see you post no girl, so I'm assuming you're single. So like, how does one get 22 G-Phase attention? Like, do they need a BBL? Big titties, a bag. Do they need a Mercedes? Big nails, little nails. I don't know.
If you got a BBL, yeah, tap in for sure.
Yeah, tap in for sure. Yeah.
I don't really care about no titties like that.
Nah.
Like, I really. Yeah,
so you
I
fuck
don't
with
really
the mosquito bites?
No, the fuck is that?
It's little titties.
Oh, like, no. I mean, like, you can't have just like. You gotta have more chest than me for sure. My shit. My shit straight bone, you feel me? But. Yeah, shit, I can't fuck with no broke bitch for real.
Yeah, she gotta have a bag.
I like older women.
Okay, well you're
because I'm 19. I got my own spot, so it's like, if you 21 and you don't got your own spot, why would I fuck with you?
You're not fucking with a bitch that work a regular job.
Nah, she grown 9 to 5 for sure. Like, yeah, it ain't nothing wrong. Like get your bread, but like if you grown and you don't got your own like spot, and I'm like younger than you and I got my own spot, you feel me? I feel like you gotta have your shit together just as much as me.
Okay, let me give you a scenario, right? She go to school, San Diego State. Or I don't know, maybe a community college around there.
Yeah.
She work a regular Yogurtland job.
See, that's fine though.
Okay, but listen. But she live at home with mom. That's cool because she got priorities that are gonna lead up.
Yeah.
But what if she go like, baby, I need somewhere to stay.
Oh no, she
nah. Not. She can't live with you.
Nah.
But you really like her, fool. Like you feel emotions for her. Like the next tape, it's about her. She can't move in with you.
Nah.
You gonna make a sad ass song where like, yeah, bitch, you live at your mama house.
Yeah, nah. I said that. Nah, you're not living with me for sure.
Nah. She can sleep over like 5 times a week.
Maybe like 2 or 3 times. I don't like that clean shit.
Nah.
I need my space. I don't want you all in my business 24 hours a day.
But then that's why you like grown bitches.
What?
You say you like grown bitches. Yeah. Like grown.
Well, yeah, because it's like, all right, if I'm like busy as fuck doing what I got to do and you not busy at all, I'm your only priority. So it's like you only like, you're living for me. Like, you feel me?
Which is weird.
Yeah, like I'm the only, like, you feel me?
Yeah.
So it's like when I'm busy, you texting me all this shit and I'm too busy and then you getting mad and I'm nonchalant. I don't give a fuck. You're not about to fuck my day up. The fuck, like, you're not finna come into my world and do all this shit. Like, be mad. I don't give a fuck.
Cause you're nonchalant. That's just your word. Just your...
I mean, I can like, tell, they, kind of. They just be saying I'm nonchalant, bro. It's just like,
what's your sign?
If you mad, why the fuck would I be mad if I don't gotta be mad?
I see what you're
saying. Like, why you gonna fuck my mood up? Like,
so you're cool if she doesn't have a job and goes to school full time?
Yeah. Or you gotta have something going for yourself. Like you gotta have something to lose. Cause it's like, all right, if you got nothing going on and you just bugging me all day, I don't like that shit.
Okay, I feel it.
Cause it's like, if you busy, you got your own shit going on. You feel me? I don't gotta worry about that. Like, you out getting your money while I'm out getting my money.
And then we'll meet up later and spend some of this money.
And it's like, girls like that, they know. They already know off top. Yeah. So it's like, okay, like, go ahead. Like, if I tell you, it's two different girls. If I tell you, like, all right, I'm busy, I'll hit you later. One gonna be like, all right, it's good. Just hit me when you free. Yeah. Or the other one gonna be like, what the fuck, what you doing? Like, you know?
Yeah.
I'd rather have, you know?
You better have the cool one as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. Can you date somebody with kids? With one kid? She bad, fool. BBL. Bigger titties than you. She up. Benzed up. Nice hair. She cool.
If it's like that, yeah, maybe. Yeah. It really depends.
But then
really
the kid come out the car. Dad! What you doing? You picking up the kid or you just going to let it stand there?
What's up, bro? What you doing? Shit, I don't know. Shit, that ain't my. What I ain't cut? Your dad. I'll be like, bro, I ain't your dad.
You
know what I mean?
You tell a kid you ain't his dad, that's fucked. I mean, nah, I can feel it though.
Nah.
You eating fruit snacks and shit like that?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's cool. That's cool. I don't know. To me, I feel like you got this look, right? I'm pretty sure girls hit you with it all the time. Like, oh my God, you got bitches. But yeah. I don't know. I feel like you a lover type of dude. I could just tell. I'm the love detector. I'm not saying you love me, but I'm saying, like, I could tell you love bitches.
See, I mean, not really no more. I don't be.
That's what rap does to people. Yeah. Because you were telling me you had a girlfriend every year through all high school.
Yeah.
And now you ain't got no bitch.
Yeah, but I'm choosing not to have
no. I'm just saying you don't get bitches. I'm just saying, like, you've been taking your whole life. You know what?
Yeah. I mean, I haven't been in a relationship in like 4 years, so I kind of just got used to not being in one and how shit be when you're not in one.
Okay.
And then, like, I didn't have like a little talking, a little whatever, like whatever you want to call it, situations. I don't be fucking with it.
Nah, you're just chilling.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, I love that for you. Give me some of your influences growing up in music.
Michael Jackson, a big one. So I feel like that's
really though, that was the first time I heard that.
Oh yeah,
that's the first time somebody said Michael Jackson.
Well, nah, because like, I used to like. I feel like that's when I like started like loving music.
Yeah. Okay. You feel
when like, I was a kid, yeah. Like I started like watching his videos, I was dancing and shit and stuff like that. Shit, I fuck with Lil Durk a lot. You know, as a kid, probably Chief Keef.
Ooh,
a lot of big. Chief Keef.
He was big on everybody's life, to be honest.
Yeah, for sure. A GOAT, for sure. That's all I listened to. And then, like, a little bit of A$AP Rocky when I was, like, a kid.
Okay, you like Peso type of A$AP Rocky?
I like
the old shit?
Like, Pretty Boy Flacco.
Oh, okay. Ooh, yeah, grinding.
That shit was.
He was going crazy.
That shit was tough. Shit, who else?
That's a cool little lineup,
Chief
though.
Chief Keef, a big one, for sure.
Yeah, Chief Keef, that's because it's two different worlds, right? Like, Michael Jackson, Chief Keef, Lil Durk, and shit like that. Like, that's a whole different type of scene.
But, like, I was, like, once I started, like, growing up and, like, Bumpy. Actually knowing what I'm, like, you know.
Bumpy, listening to and shit?
I didn't really listen to, like, a lot of, like, mainstream. Like, a lot of underground shit.
What were some of the underground rappers you was fucking with?
Just I don't even really like know their names. It's just like shit I find on SoundCloud.
That's
or, like shit the homies would send me. Just random people. Yeah. Feel me? Like don't even look the Instagram up or nothing. Just random people. They just got slaps.
I was definitely listening to a lot of shit off SoundCloud that I found. Like when I liked one song, the other one will pop up. Or sometimes you'll put like shuffle and I'll go to some random shit.
Yeah.
I was definitely listening. What about? Because we're not too far from age. I think I'm only like 2 years or a year older than you. But like, what was what about like the Mac Millers and the Wiz Khalifas and shit like that?
Snoop Dogg and Wiz for sure.
Okay. What about from San Diego?
Hardini was cold.
Okay.
I used to listen to Hardini, but that's I didn't even know who he was at the time.
Yeah, nah.
You know, it's probably a handful of people from Diego I listened to, but I didn't know them at the time. Like when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Okay.
I don't really listen to like a lot of West Coast shit. I listen to a lot of East Coast shit.
Okay, so
like a lot of Detroit shit and like you know,
like bars. Like you like more shit. I'm not saying that the West Coast don't have bars because we got bars, but what I'm saying is like East Coast, you're saying underground, so you're listening to people be like hilaricists and shit like that, huh?
Yeah.
What about like beat selection wise? Like when you choose a beat, is it like just if you fuck with it or you're looking for a certain type of tempo and shit like that?
Sometimes it really just depends on my mood. Like if I'm just like in the studio and they cooking up, I'll be like, they start making shit on spot. So I'm like, oh yeah, I fuck with this. Then I'll hop on it. Or like if I'm just like, they ask me like, oh, what type of mood you want today? I'm like, oh, like I want some like pain beats or like some East Coast shit. I want some turn up shit. And like, yeah. You know, then they'll just make it for me.
It's just a vibe what you're fucking with. Has a rapper that you fucked with before you started making music tapped in?
Yeah.
And it was like, oh yeah, this shit could really work type shit.
Yeah, maybe like a few of them. Couple of them, they just, yeah,
just know I know, G-Fay.
You know, some people, some of these rappers, like I meet in person, I'm just like, they really be boring, like,
yeah, and they're not just cool,
weird, like, you know, yeah.
What's your tape looking like? Like, who's gonna be on it? Who's on it? Don't say the whole thing, but like, give me like a little snippet or something.
Shit, you know, it's a. I really just like working with the homies. I don't be trying to work do with too anybody, much. Yeah, like you know, I got the homie G Feeney on there, the homie MCM.
Raymond.
Yeah.
Hard.
You know, I got a bigger artist on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just, why did he smile when he said that? Like, I know. Yeah. Just know I know.
Yeah. Well, I know you know about the
This San Diego scene.
Oh yeah, I got Bravo on there. Shout out Bravo.
Oh yeah, shout out Bravo.
We got tour.
Oh yeah, you going on tour? Congratulations on that. I know you. Yeah. Did that ever go through? The other one you were supposed to do? I think you were supposed to do one with like Capolo and somebody else.
Yeah, I went like 2 days.
Oh, you went like 2 days? Yeah. Okay. How was the crowd energy like?
So it was cool. It's different. In different places.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
And this tour you're doing with Bravo, this one's gonna be a lot more fun. You're looking more forward to this one.
Yeah. For sure. Like my first real one.
Your first real one, because you're gonna be there all the whole tour.
Yeah, most of them.
It's a lot of traveling, a lot of weed, a lot of junk food. Take care of yourself, health wise. You know what I mean? This San Diego scene, I feel like you guys are probably like. I feel like younger you guys is just is. I feel like it's unstoppable. You, the Yabby Gang, the Yabby Gang. Oh shit, the Feats Gang. Shit, the gang, you feel me?
Yeah.
You guys, fucking Little Weirdo, Maru. There's just so many of you guys. Like, what do you feel like sparked up the city? There's something.
I don't know. We got a good roster right now, for sure. Yeah.
Put yourself in order.
Nah.
Why not?
I ain't doing that. I fuck with everybody.
Who's somebody you listen to more though? Like. Who's somebody that you feel like makes music for you? Like, I'm going to just be honest. Like,
who I listen to more, probably like Yab and Hudo.
Okay.
Flashy.
Okay, so like, let's be honest. Like,
Feeny.
Like, Little Weirdo, he's my dog. That's my bro. That's my boy. But like, I listen to him, but Lil Mario be playing a little more sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Like, Peso and Sway, they both my dogs.
Yeah.
Sway be playing a little more, you know. I think it depends on the occasion too. Like if I'm
think
with
it's
a,
like Weirdo and Peso, they make more like street shit.
Yeah. You
know? Like Sway and Mario a little more versatile.
Low key, when you put it like that, that kind of makes sense.
Because like, Weirdo and Peso, they kind of stay in like the same lane, like yeah, you know, yeah, like same little
bar more like rapping and shit. Not really
like
singing
that real rap shit. And then like. Sway tomorrow, like Maro, you know, he do it. He fuck with the melodies and shit.
Yeah, nah, he killing it too. You guys both killing.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Nah, I think the West Coast is amazing. Like, I feel like you fucking Lil Maro, Sway, Peso, fucking. There's just you guys are just all fucking just different lanes, different type of things. You guys don't feel like. And I think back in the day, or like at least not so long ago, I feel like everybody felt like they always had to be with each other. And I feel like
you guys. Everybody kind of got their own little style.
You guys got your own thing going on, different either distributions, labels, or situations. And then whenever you guys feel the time is right, you guys always come together and make bangers. And I think that's man, we're getting close to wrapping it up. Can you give me a rundown about what type of music we could expect on this tape? I know you told me the features, but what type of songs? Is it more like the pain, vibey, smoke weed, be with your bitch, or is it like trap style? Where, like, what's it looking like?
This one's a little different. You know, I had a lot of shit going on just throughout that time I was making the tape, so this one's a little deeper. Mm-hmm. But the next one, I'm for sure going to do some shit for the bitches.
You know,
some more, like, vibe, turn up shit, like, you know?
Hell yeah.
This one's a little deeper, you know.
What's the tape called?
Stay for a Little.
Okay, because by the time this comes out, I'm pretty sure. Tape comes out when? October? Oh, yeah, this for sure going to be out.
See, that's my first time hearing that.
Yeah.
I didn't even know.
Yeah, you didn't even know that. Oh, yeah, yeah, I have a meeting.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, so like, this probably be out by then, so make sure y'all go get the motherfucking tape.
Yeah.
Or if not, make sure y'all pre-order. Give him your IG. I appreciate you coming by because you flaked on me the first time.
Man, yeah.
Give him your IG. Tell him where they can find you. Some shit you got out now. Maybe if the tape isn't out yet because I know sometimes the labels could be a little man.
Yeah, shit. 22G for all platforms.
22G for all platforms. And if you guys don't know how that's spelled, it's 22GFAY, right?
Yeah.
22GFAY on IG. You got a Twitter? You don't got a Twitter?
Yeah, I got TikTok. I don't be on there. Yeah, I got TikTok. TikTok GF22Y.
Yeah, go fuck with all that. Make sure y'all press the link. This yo boy doing as well, and we all know Jumper.